take to potential nugget.
If you look at, you know, like in any profession, there are, let's say, capabilities or must-haves for that profession. What do you think, if you had to decode the recipe of a good comedian, what are the 3-4 traits or characteristics that you would highlight?
I think the one thing that is really important is honesty. You have to be able to be honest with your audience, but more than anything else, you have to be able to be honest with yourself. What I find I admire the most in any comedian is authenticity. You see, we operate in a profession that has no rules, no boundaries, no guidelines, no social norms that say you can say this, you can't say this. So for the first time, you're thrown into a space where you have to ask yourself, what do I genuinely feel about these things without any social conditioning? And it is an incredible journey of self-discovery. I mean, my definition is, I call stand-up comedy an outward expression of an inward journey. So for me, authenticity is critical. If you are trying to be somebody else on stage, the audience will see through that. And also, you know, finding your voice is a journey. You can't be this person right at the start. When you start performing, you're trying to please everyone. You want the confidence that you can make people laugh. Over the course of time, as you find your own voice, you're just being yourself. You're doing it. I mean, at this point, I'm doing it more for myself than for them. If you like it, fine. If you don't like it, also fine. You can leave. Eventually, your audience will find you. The people who don't like your kind of stuff will wean themselves out automatically. So authenticity, number one. Number two, vulnerability. You know, an audience wants to see somebody they can relate to. In India, there's a misconception. People start thinking of stand-up comedy or comedians as celebrities. It is the antithesis of celebrity. Because as a celebrity, I can say, hey, you know what it's like when you're getting bored and you buy a car for $100,000? No, they don't know what it's like. But as a comedian, I can talk about a receding hairline. I can talk about a bad marriage. I can talk about failing at things. And my audience can relate to that. That is very important. One of the biggest compliments I ever got was from a woman who thought she was offending me. She said, you know, if you don't mind, can I say something? I said, yeah, sure. She said, you are like us only. And I don't think she realized what a big compliment that was, because it's very important for your audience to be able to feel that you are one of them. That's what makes them go with you. So authenticity, vulnerability, and like I said, a really, really thick skin. You've got to be able to go the distance. And also, I think it's important to not to have something different to say, but to have a point of view that is unique to you. You know, I never understood this when I was starting out, and it's still something that's difficult to do. But if all the jokes you did, or all the stories you told on stage, if somebody else picked up and was able to perform them, then it's probably not you, right? I never understood that when I was starting out. And it's something that's still difficult to do. But I can see how that would work with a show like Naked. Right? Nobody else can do that show. And I think that's important to have your own individual voice and your persona.
Fascinating. I think like in any creative profession, there's always the inside out versus the outside in, which is often market driven. So what I hear you say is, over the long term, the more and more you're inside out.
See, the outside also matters. I mean, you've still got to be professional. You've still got to be funny. You've still got to deliver. You've still got to pay the bills. You still have a brand that you have to build. Brand is really important. But 90% of most businesses is relationships and networks, right? And your personal brand. A lot of people can do the job. But the question is, who does that client want to work with? Right? It's in consulting, you have, what is it, the airport test, for example. Yeah. Right? If you were to miss a flight and you were stuck in an airport for 6 hours with that person, could you sit with this person? Often it's that, you know?
Yep. And you spoke about marathon versus a sprint, right? As you look at the people that have come into this profession in India, in the West.
Yeah.
And if you look at the people that fall off the hopper.
Yeah.
Over the short term.
Yeah.
What are the failures? What are the reasons people don't stick the course?
I'm not sure I would call them failures. It's a very difficult course to stick. You know, stand-up is not easy to get good at. It is a tough thing to do, and you've got to constantly write material. You've got to constantly reinvent. It's not like it's an admin job. But I wouldn't call them failures. It's something you try, and maybe you find it's not for you.
Sure.
But there's something else for you. But I genuinely believe, as human beings, it is our duty to find something that we love doing, because the only way you can be the best at the in the world at something is if it's something that you love doing. Otherwise, you will never put in the kind of effort that is required to be brilliant at that. And I also believe that if you don't do what it is that you're meant to be doing, this is a bit philosophical, then not only are you depriving yourself of happiness, but you're also depriving the world of somebody who is meant to be a painter or a singer or a musician or whatever the case might be, because then you are not. It's all about delivering to your potential, right? There are too many people who are stuck in jobs because they have to pay the bills, and they're going there 9 to 5 hoping to find their potential and happiness outside that job. I understand you've got to feed the stomach and you have to feed the soul. You have to find a balance so that you can somehow finance feeding your soul. That is the Holy Grail.
What struck me here was the notion of authenticity and the connection with leadership, and possibly even in parenting. In my experience, in both these situations, it's often a lot less about what you say or what you do, but it's often about who you are being in the process and how you show up day after day. Thank you for listening.